Talk to me. Samantha, how was your week?
I don't know, Dad, it was kind of tough. Billy and Ellen broke up, and Ellen's kind of mad at me because she saw me talking to Billy in the cafeteria. And you remember that sculpture I was working on? Well, it was a unicorn, and the horn broke off, so now it's a zebra, okay? But I still think I'm going to get an egg, right?
Mason, how was your week?
Well, Dad, you know, it's kind of tough. Joey's kind of a jerk. Actually, he stole some cigarettes from his mom. He wanted me to smoke them, but I said no because I knew what a hard time you had quitting smoking, Dad. How about that? Is that so hard?
Dad, these questions are kind of hard to answer.
What is so hard to answer about what sculpture are you making?
It's abstract.
Okay. Okay, that's good. See? That's I didn't know that. I didn't know you were even interested in abstract art.
I'm not. They make us do it.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point.
Hi, everybody. It's Bina 007 back for a 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. And today I'm looking at Boyhood by Richard Linklater, which is a movie that actually came out last year and is available to rent and own. So you may be asking why I'm reviewing it now. Well, I think, like many of you, I missed it when it first came out. It had a fairly limited release, kind of an arthouse cinema movie. I think while it made a lot of people's top 10 movies of the year lists for 2014, and I think everyone expected it to do well in awards season, just how successful it has been has really taken a lot of people by surprise. It was one of the best received movies at the Golden Globes. And Boyhood has also been nominated both for Best Film and Best Director at the Oscars. So I'm hoping that's going to encourage a lot of people to seek this movie out on DVD because it really is a beautifully made, really moving, kind of quietly powerful film that maybe, although it does have a technical conceit at its heart, I think maybe has been overlooked against some of the more showy films, like, you know, a movie like Birdman, which I think a lot of us thought was going to be the film that cleaned up and has this amazing sort of single take conceit. They're a bit more in your face with their technical prowess. Boyhood is, by contrast, a much quieter film. So the technical conceit at the heart of this film is that Richard Linklater just wanted to show a story of an ordinary kid growing up in contemporary America. So he started filming the same group of actors over 12 years at three periods of time. And I guess the real gamble of this film was how to pick a small kid who you'd somehow had to have a leap of faith that would want to stick with the project over 12 years and indeed would continue to mature as an actor. And I guess it's maybe the trick that the Harry Potter guys had to pull off too. So at the center of this film is a young kid, less young now, called L.R. Coltrane. And when we start off, we see him playing a little kid called Mason, who lives with his mom, who's played by Patricia Arquette, and his sister, Sam, Samantha, who's played by Lorelei Linklater. And the mom is obviously a fairly harassed single mother. You know, her life's not particularly going in the direction that she wants it to go in. And she's contrasted against this incredibly charismatic father who's played by Ethan Hawke. And, you know, as is sometimes the case in these situations, the father, because he's not there every day, seems more, you know, glamorous in a way. And he sort of breezes into town, takes the kids for a cool date, sort of bowling. And, you know, but it's evident that he really is quite infantilized. I mean, he's still living the life of a sort of boho bloke with his guitars and his scrungy roommate, but he's not really a responsible dad in any way, shape, sense, or form. And the little kids are just wonderful. Actually, in this first segment, when they're the youngest, I love Lorelei Linklater. She has so much. Oh, she's so audacious and she's so witty and, you know, nothing gets past her. She even kind of makes a little like hand gesture to say, oh, like dad smokes, he smells bad. and you have the cute little kid played by L.R. Coltrane, who is just, you know, taking it all in, not massively happy, but, you know, just doing kid stuff. And then at the end of that first segment, mum decides that she's going to move back in with her mum. And she's going to go back to school and kind of pick up her life and try and support them the best way she knows how. And somewhat worryingly, at the end of that segment, you see her, I guess, being asked out by her college professor as she goes back to school. We then fast forward to the second segment of the film, which it's so amazing. I mean, you can tell, I guess, from Patricia Arquette's hairstyle that it's changed and the kids are a bit more grown up, and she's now living with said college professor. They're married, and so you have this house with four kids. You've got her two kids and his two kids. And it's evidently a difficult situation, and it's captured in such small ways. So just these little clashes of personality, the way the father, the new stepfather, might treat Mason versus his own son. It's beautifully essayed. It's kind of, I think I heard someone describe this film as an epic drama made up of the ordinary. And I think that's so true. It's all about the tiny observations. And there are funny moments and there are goofy moments, but there's also high drama. And I think it, you know, if you want to have a snapshot of what life was like today for families where divorce is more common and, you know, families are kind of somehow put together again, then I think this is really it. And the kind of, because it is very much told from the perspective of the kid, of the boy, Mason, the kind of round the corner glimpses of what's happening with the mum, who now has her degree and is kind of in a better way place in some ways, is really fascinating, I think. As we move into the final and longest segment of the film, the kids, well, you know, the kids are now teenagers, and Lorelei Linklater has just turned into this beautiful young woman. She's off at college, so she recedes a little bit into the background of this segment. Because actually, in fairness, up until that point, I was kind of sitting there indignant, thinking, why is this called boyhood? This could just be called childhood, because it's as much about her response to the situations that she finds herself in as his. But as she, perhaps the more charismatic character of the two, goes away to college, that leaves room, I think, for Mason to really take center stage. And I have to say, the actor L.R. Coltrane has just matured into this still very young actor who manages to convey the sweetness of first love and the excitement, but simultaneously how frightening it is to go off to college and trying to work out what your life's going to be. And there's just like really little stuff, like the first job you work with that kind of hard-ass boss and graduation day and the embarrassments of that. And a really touching scene, actually, where he goes and stays with his father, who's now remarried and has this incredibly religious, conservative, but really wonderful grandparents, step-grandparents, I guess. It's just amazing. It's a really, really beautiful bit of observation, I think, about how we interact with people who maybe come from different backgrounds or value sets, and how you roll with it and learn what you can from those experiences. And as we leave the film, Ella's getting ready to go to college. So as we leave the film, Mason's getting ready to go to college, and I guess you see the mum, you know, dealing with the fact that both of her kids are leaving her and she's getting old, and, you know, it's so real, it's so authentic. Watching this film, just even the childhood situations of what it was like to be in a school where you didn't know anyone, or when everything seemed unfair because you didn't understand why your parents were doing what they did, or when you knew, you just knew something. It all seems so relatable, and I think that's maybe why so many people have connected to this film on such a visceral level, because it's a bit like Toy Story, right? Toy Story is basically about a dad and a son, Toy Story 3, and I think everyone connects with that. And I think this movie similarly just gets people on a deep emotional level. The other thing I want to say about this film, I mean, it's beautifully acted, beautifully shot. It's just so nice to see real people looking real, and the person I really want to talk about here is Patricia Arquette. Because you see her go over 12 years, which is a very kind of key 12 years for women. You know, she puts on a little weight. I mean, she's not overweight, but, you know, that middle age spread is kicking in. And she certainly still looks beautiful. But it was just so nice to see, you know, a late 30s, 40-year-old woman on a Hollywood screen whose face just looked like a middle-aged woman and whose figure just looked like a middle-aged woman. I mean, it's so important to see that. Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about this film. I think it's a quieter, it's a much quieter, less showy film than many that have been nominated. But I think it says something really deep and authentic about life today, and I'm not surprised it's touched a chord. So kudos to Richard Linklater once again for showing us the epic in the ordinary.